Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.ByteRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my very special guest joining us from Ireland is Mary Ann McGuire, and we're going to be talking about Let Go and Know, Embrace Your Deeper Destiny. Mary Ann was divinely guided to develop a process that could be used to let go and know. She has taken her experience and insights and reduced them to their essence to share with you so that you can experience the same magnificent results. Mary Ann will give you tools to help you let go of struggle and know who you really are until you reach that point that you don't need a tool to recognize who you are already. For more information, you can visit her website, which is letgoandknow.com, and I do have a direct link to Mary Ann's website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Mary Ann to the show. Good day, Mary Ann. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, Robert, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners. Thank you.
You know, what, it is my pleasure as well. I love our international guests because you always provide me with such a different perspective and helps me get out of my little closed box here in the U.S. So, well, you know, I'd like to start, and I usually like to have my guests start by giving a little bit of a background and kind of what led them on their journey to the point where they are now. And I understand that you had a unique experience. So if you wouldn't mind sharing that with the listeners.
I would absolutely love to. Thank you, Robert. I'd love to give you some background so that you can feel secure about my work and how it can benefit you. When I was a small child of around about 6 years of age, I did have a profound spiritual experience. And I remember standing on my own in the kitchen of my childhood home. And I became aware of a knowing that appeared to me, so to speak. It's hard to describe. It seemed to be situated above me while also being everywhere. And it flowed through my being. And I knew the truth behind this reality. And I knew that there is something so far beyond this physical reality, so inexplicably beautiful, even beyond our idea of heaven, and that it's all around us and within us. And I knew that this physical reality where we live our everyday lives was only the tiniest part of what's true. And it was just funny the way it happened. I just accepted that it was a part of me and therefore not separate from me and not out of the norm. And I experienced being pure awareness, and it was just more real than I can describe. It was far beyond linear concepts. It's just so difficult to describe because I also had when I was a baby, I also remember being aware. I remember standing in my cot and being awareness. So it happened before, and then it happened many times afterwards. This experience I had when I was six really stood out for me. And different things were revealed to me. Fundamentally, I knew. And by the way, you must be thinking, how did you know this at six? And I asked that question later, much years later, and the answer I got was that my ageless being experienced this, and the child that I was witnessed it. Because I knew that love is all there is, everything is possible, beauty surrounds everything, and we'd be completely awestruck if we could comprehend the truth of it. I knew that linear time doesn't exist, and that this physical realm where we live our everyday lives isn't real as such. It's an image coming from what is real, which is awareness and love. Love is what is real. And I also knew that beyond duality lies freedom. It was absolutely not words. There's no way I would have known what duality meant until years later. I understood the essence of all of this. And so, as I mentioned, similar experiences happened again over the years. So divine love is thankfully one of the concepts for me. I really cherished it now because I appreciate that it's pure information. I wasn't taught it, I hadn't heard or read before, and it really is facilitating my mission to nudge you into remembrance of the absolute magnificence of who you really are. So that you can live from freedom and ease and peace, like actually, finally, not just as a concept, and live the life you're born to live. But even though all this amazing experience happened, I was still conditioned. I had a very strict upbringing, a difficult childhood. I wasn't received by my family of origin, even though I loved them very much. And I really do know what struggle is. And so I spent, after that, the next 2 decades studying and reading and doing every course I could. And, you know, I became a Reiki master and all these healing modalities. And when I look back, I suppose I was looking for what I had experienced when I was a child. I was looking for that light again. And you know what? After 2 decades of pursuing this, I mean really pursuing it, one day I stopped and I asked a question. And I asked, after all of this time, after all of the study and the seeking and the experimenting, everything that I've done in the past 2 decades, what is the most important thing we can do to be happy in life, to find what we're looking for? And in that moment, I received the answer, and it was, let go of struggle and know who you really are. And the specific way that I was to help people using this childhood experience was born. And everything was, as it were, downloaded into me, and I was able to create what is now a program, the 3 stages of awareness.
Wow.
And it was just quite extraordinary how the whole thing happened. The heart of my work is called Fall Back, and it's a divine surrender. It's so absolutely beautiful, it's so absolutely fundamental and simple, and so, so subtle. And it is the key to experiencing who you really are. And it will return you to being instantaneously. And it's a way to end that constant figuring out. And it's a way to just melt into your own being. And you know what? It's so, so simple. And sometimes that you know, the way we think everything of value has to be complex and we should work really hard for it. Well, I mean, that's just a belief. And it's absolutely not so. And it's getting in the way of people feeling who they really are. All they need to do is surrender, and I don't mean surrender any part of themselves. What I mean is to surrender the struggle, surrender the false self, then fall back into what exists already just beneath the mess and the struggle. And that's who they really are. That is the essence of divine love, because you're not ego. You know the
boy,
truth
that's
right there. Yes.
Well, yeah, you know, that, I mean, that to have that experience at such a young age, I mean, first of all, you know, to try and, you know, put words to that, I would think obviously would have been very difficult. But, you know, having grown up in a kind of a strict family environment, that I would think that, you know, just trying to express that and maybe even continue to live, you know, within, you know, that environment, yet knowing, you know, that it's, you know, there's so much more to life beyond that, had to have been difficult.
Yeah, that's what kept me going when I look back. Otherwise, I probably would have gone mad. that life is always... You see, I never lost my innate joy. I'm so grateful about that. I'm so grateful. So even though it was very heavy and very strict, The way I put it is that I suspended my power and expression. I won't say I lost it, because we don't lose any true aspect of ourselves. But I wasn't allowed to express myself. I wasn't allowed to laugh, or it's real Victorian speak when spoken to. So to be where I am now, what am I doing? Only expressing myself and standing in my power and helping other women to do the same. I mean, it's just glorious how you can use your childhood experiences to enter your life purpose.
Yeah, a lot of times, I would say a lot of times that does happen, at such a young age. And I've talked to many a person who, looking back, they discover, that was the case, that they were at a young age really given the insight as to what their purpose, is going to unfold. But a lot of times, it's not that we kind of allow society to strip us of that knowledge and try and, mold us into something that others feel we should be.
Well, isn't that the birth of the ego? The beliefs and what society tells us and teachers and parents, right there. You can see it happening. I noticed it with my little ones. I could actually see, and I was very, very aware of it. I'm always really aware of the words I use, so that I try to condition them in the most positive way I can. But I could see it around age two. I could see where they start to, from the outside world. Before that, there's just presence. They are just so amazing. Small children and animals, they're so amazing. They teach me so much. Before that, they just are. They're in a state of being. They're present. And then the ego starts to get formed, the false self, they start to look outside of themselves, the beliefs, and if they go to school, it goes on and on and on. So, but my message is that you can let go of the false self. You can fall back into who you really are. And it's right there. And, it seems the false self, you're not your ego. Your truth is right there under the clutter of conditioning, the beliefs, and their conclusions and judgments. But it has no power over you except what you give it. We all know it feels really heavy. It feels so real, but you are not your ego. You are divine love. And so the thing to do is to start focusing on the mess. Feel the alive, pulsating energy of joy and the flowing guidance and the peace and the expansive, eternal, scintillating energy of who you really are. And remember, it's not far away. It's not like, that's in heaven. I'll get there, when I die. You are not, you're not far from it. It is actually what you're made from. It's so glorious. So you can let go and surrender into your truth. You can hand it all over. The hurt, the injustice, and the struggle, and just know that it served you. It agitated you, so that's a good way of putting it, to realize that, hey, this isn't you. It's like, this isn't who I am. The way when you get to that point where I've had enough of suffering and struggle, enough is enough, and grace enters, and you realize, this isn't who I am, You can hand it over to your true self and your source. Because separation is actually an illusion. It's a concept. So when you let yourself feel love and fall back into grace, it's just glorious, because you realize that you've been mistaking your ego for your true self. And so when you let go of the story and live from being, then you can come into your body and be fully present in your life, because that's what's been missing. You've been missing from your life. And your deeper destiny, what I call your deeper destiny, is to participate fully in the physical whilst living from your light, who you really are, from spirit. And when you do that, you have a new background. So no longer the fear and the struggle, but you are present in your everyday life. So you no longer feel overwhelmed, but you feel whole, and you're coming from wholeness. And you can play in this dream of reality without being attached to it, and you can enjoy your life. So whatever. You just keep surrendering, this divine surrender into who you really are, and you realize that you are everything that you have been searching for. And that's a beautiful moment.
Yeah, you know, the idea for, you know, the whole struggle and searching and, you know, what gets me with people who are, you know, constantly searching for something is that they put off, they basically are looking for something outside themselves and looking, you know, for something that they just feel they lack, rather than going within, you know. And so, you know, I just, you know, like whenever anyone says, you know, they're looking for their path, and it's like, well, you know, first of all, you're on it, you know. And you just take. I'm sorry?
Are you there?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Yes. So anyway, I just basically, you know, say that, you know, you're on it, you know, just kind of watch your choices.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you know, with letting go, you know, and you talked about the surrendering aspect. Why do, in your opinion, do people have such a hard time with that? I mean, you know, I've talked to a lot of people who, you know that it would probably be in their best interest to let go of, you know, hatred or fear or, you know, anger and that kind of thing, but they often find it very difficult to do so.
Yeah.
In your work, what are some of the reasons you think people have difficulty with that?
I mean, what I found is that people have forgotten who they really are. And they're just fallen in, absolutely not their fault. They've fallen into the habit of feeling wrong and not enough. And it's just so heavy. And what happens is, excuse me, they identify with their mind, their also their body. They think, I am my body, I am my mind, I am my thoughts, I am my accomplishments, my beliefs. No, no, you're not. That's actually the false self. And they begin to create their lives from this limited space. And I think that's where the problems come in. Then they feel disconnected from themselves and from their creator. It's not a nice feeling. It's just so, it's lonely. It causes anxiety. Mm. You know, they feel low because there's this feeling of perpetually swimming against the tide of life. And then they just feel controlled by stress and mind chatter. I mean, you know, the glorious mind chatter. And what I say quickly about that is, a little practice for you. Sit down, close your eyes, think of a thought, and then realize there's distance between you and that thought. That thought, even though it seems otherwise, is not actually who you really are. You are the one witnessing that thought. So you can fall back into that. You can fall back into the one who is witnessing that thought. And then you realize, oh my God, I'm not my thoughts at all. And they wind around you and they go, and the minute you open your eyes in the morning, there's like a tidal wave of it coming at you, you know? But you actually aren't your thoughts. And you can fall back into presence and have a much more empty mind and a full space. I know it's a paradox. And you don't have to have an empty mind. You actually can have the thoughts there. But when you stop judging them, the charge dissipates, and you can just be. So there's no pressure and, you know, nothing like that. So as often as you can during the day, let's just for a minute realize, I'm not my thoughts, there's distance there. I'm the witness of those thoughts. So,
that's a good exercise to be able to get people to begin thinking, distinguishing, you know, that, you know, who we are is different from the thoughts that go through our mind. And, you know, when it comes to chatter, you know, boy, I'm right up there with the best of them as far as mind chatter. But anyway, so... I'm sorry?
It's only natural. Everybody... and this, you know, nobody should berate themselves for the mind chatter, but the problem happens when it controls you. When it controls you, that's when it feels so, you know, restrictive. And, you know, it's absolutely not necessary. But I would say, and this is really important, if your listeners could really hold this and take this, if, you know, if nothing else, is that you are bigger than any problem you could ever possibly have. You are bigger than your thoughts. You're bigger than anything. So next time you feel in the grips of struggle, please, please, please remember that. Just close your eyes and feel into that because it's so, so true. Please take your attention away from really your false self and from identifying with your mind and your thoughts and all of that. And please place your attention on the glorious magnificence of who you really are. And look, you might feel it in the moment, you know, if your kids are shouting at you or you've just said bad news or you're having a tough day, but you are, and you know it deep inside of you, even though, you know, your ego might tell you otherwise, you know in your heart how magnificent you actually are. So start to place your attention on that, and the more you do that, the more it becomes your default position, which is wonderful, because then you can live your life from this beautiful space of who you really are and no longer from struggle.
Yeah, now when you say your default position, is that the idea of fall back to that particular position?
Fall back to who you really are, and then that space of living from becomes your default position. So
okay.
Whereas maybe today people might be living from struggle, what I'm saying is it's absolutely possible to let go of struggle and fall back into who you really are. And the more you do this, the easier it becomes. And then you find yourself doing it naturally. And then you know what life is, because you don't feel that you need to control life anymore, you know? There isn't this longing to feel free because you realize, oh my, I am free. I'm the face of freedom. I am it already. And then you know the answers are within you, so you don't have to keep looking outside of yourself for fulfillment.
Yeah, I know that many people really find that for them it's really important to try and control, you know, everything in their life, you know, in their life circumstances, and you know, for, I mean, obviously we can't control, there's much that we cannot control other than, you know, how we react to life and our thoughts and those kinds of things from within. But I know that for those who really find, you know, uncertainty to be uncomfortable, that, you know, that for them, you know, it's all about control.
Yeah, it's not a nice place to live from. I mean, if they're just people control, and I know because I used to do it myself, you don't feel safe. You just don't feel safe. And you try to control everything yourself because you don't trust yourself and you don't trust your creator. I mean, that's really what it's all about. So when you can allow yourself to release that white knuckle grip on life and pull back into yourself and embrace your deeper destiny, all that changes. And your deeper, and I must explain because I haven't already, what I call your deeper destiny, you know the way you live your life purpose, and I have something to say about that, so I should say, I have to keep it short. If you know life's purpose isn't necessarily just one thing, that's it. Just one, I mean, your listener's purpose right now is to be listening to this show. So it changes. It's something that evolves every day. But yes, there's usually a main life purpose where you use your gifts to serve other people. But from my point of view, what I learned from my childhood experience is that you take it a step further, and when you step into your deeper destiny, that is when you live from beingness, when there's nothing to do. You're perfect already. There's nothing to become or accomplish. Your deeper destiny is to know and be the person that you already are. It's the extended state of falling back. So with the fall back is just this beautiful, simple, divine surrender, where you surrender the struggle and you fall back into who you really are. And all of a sudden, what felt so restrictive, this contraction, it just expands, and all of your problems, they just fall away as if they never existed in the first place. Because their delusion of who you really are is real. That's why it feels that way. And so, you know, you let go of that stage of seeking and figuring out and all of that. And it's just, you know, after years of climbing to get the answer, you can be free.
Yeah, you know, that taking that perspective, you know, of life and becoming aware of that, it would, I mean, because I know that people get exhausted trying to figure everything out, you know, their purpose, you know, it's just very energy draining to do rather than be.
It's awful. It's just awful, isn't it? It just feels awful. I mean, I remember all of that. It's not a nice feeling at all. I mean, it's a glorious, glorious day. The day when you decide to stop trying to understand everything and stop trying to understand your childhood so that you can figure it out. And then maybe when I figure out my childhood, then maybe I can be free. No, you're free now. You don't need to figure it out. Everything's fine. Hand it over to your creator. Hand it over to divine love. Hand it over to your higher self and enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. I feel much stronger about this.
Thank you, Dan. Very, very passionate. Well, you know, if someone had that experience that you did of the all-encompassing knowing, then, you know, I think that would help people make that shift. You know, because I've noticed quite often it's that when individuals personally experience something greater than themselves, that's what makes that monumental shift in their life.
Yeah, but I can't. I don't. I have to say, I would have said. See, I don't want anybody to feel left out. And then, oh, let's look at her, because remember, I had years of struggle with. It was particularly around my original family. It was just. You know, it was very, very painful. And as I said, I suspended my power and my expression. So, you know, even though I sound like this now, I came from a lot of suffering and struggle. So, no, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, with respect. I it's not that I don't agree with what you're saying. I just want to give, I absolutely trust that anybody listening can do this because they are it. I am absolutely no different to you or to your listeners. We're all one. Because what I felt was this eternal state of oneness. And you know what? You say oneness and you've heard it a million times, but try to, you know, if we can just close our eyes and feel into that state of oneness so that it doesn't become an intellectual concept. I am it, you are it, the listeners are it, we're all part of it. So there's absolutely no exclusion. Everybody has the ability to do this because there is no doing. The only doing is what I call a pure choice. When you choose to be it, when you choose being, that's it. It's available for everybody. So it's not the, oh, well, it's easy for her because she had this experience. No, absolutely not. I also have the experience of struggle that, you know, It was bizarre the way it happened. I know it happened for a reason. I know I have experience of both states because now I'm here to share it. It's my mission now, but absolutely available to everyone.
I understand what you're saying. Now, what are the issues and challenges that you help people with? What are some of the challenges people experience that in your work can benefit from your process?
It's that feeling, you know, where I mainly deal with women. They just feel disconnected. They know there's something there. They know there's a light within them. They cannot, as you say, get on the path. They just are confused and they just feel alone and anxious and fearful, and they just can't quite identify it in their body, and they just feel like it's pushing all the time, like they just have to do, and they can't find what they're looking for. And they always seem to be looking for home but never finding it. And they just know there's more available but don't know how to access it. And also they know about their intuition but they're not quite sure how to access their inner wisdom. And they'd also absolutely love to know what their life's purpose is. And they're just they're tired of that mind chatter. They're tired of looking outside of themselves, thinking, well, maybe when if I get this career or if I find my soulmate, maybe then I'll be happy. And they just want to relax into life and stop waiting for permission to live the life they know is available for them. And they want to stop controlling life. And they long to feel free and to just know that the answers are inside of them. And they really have this desire to access them. They just don't quite know how. And, of course, all of these problems, as you know, cause stress. And stress, can lead to illness. And, relationship tension and financial issues as well because they haven't found their life's purpose. So those kind of problems.
Yeah. Well, particularly in today's society, with women, that is a big challenge. I had a woman on my show, probably now a couple of weeks ago, and she was born in the United States and uprooted to her family's native Iran, going from the U.S., kind of freedom structure to the repressive Iranian structure. I was shocked to hear the challenges that women I understood some of them, but hearing it firsthand and having to hear exactly how women had to manipulate the system in a way to be able to, just express the basic, essence of their nature. To me, it was very sad.
I know. Yes, absolutely. Incredibly challenging.
Yeah, but I think because we've had such a long history of a male archetype, guiding society, that it just makes it difficult to shift. But I think that now, the tide is turning, slow as it is, but I think we're,
absolutely,
kind of beginning to embrace that little divine feminine a bit.
We are, but what we have to keep in mind and heart is the marriage of the divine feminine and the divine masculine, because, what's happened so far, masculine way of being has led to so much trouble. But that being said, the conscious masculine is a glorious, glorious thing, and it's within all of us. So when we can open up to this beautiful marriage within us of masculine and feminine, a beautiful balance happens. And when that is reflected out into the world, well, you are really heading for heaven on earth then. It's extremely important, and it's got blossoming now. And just within all of us, the divine feminine, for men as well.
Mm-hmm.
For men to
right.
embrace their feminine side, and for women to embrace the masculine. I mean, I couldn't do this. I love my masculine side. I always have. I wasn't very aware of it. But I need it on my business and that kind of thing. I need it because what I'm working with is quite abstract. And I need to pull it down to earth and get tangible results for people. And that's what my masculine does. So I am so grateful for that. And then there comes a point when I have to relax into my feminine, and it's more of a receiving mode and receiving intuition and all of the glorious gifts of the feminine and the power. So it's this absolute beautiful marriage of the masculine and the feminine in every individual. And that's how excited that that's happening now.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it's in with women, I mean, that I believe that they've had they've recognized, you know, the archetype. To them, it seemed to be, in my view, that women have been able to recognize those archetypes clearly and recognize that the integration is being important versus the men. I mean, I'm going to include myself in one of those, you know, recognizing the feminine and trying to incorporate that. I mean, you know, it's just one of those challenges that I think, contribute to, holding on to, you know, what it is that we think that we know or that we've been told, you know, is the truth.
Yeah.
When in fact that, you know, there is a much larger picture that really would help us if we kind of recognize that.
Yes, that's a beautiful way to put it. Beautiful way to put it. What we think we know, there's just so much more.
Yeah. Well, you know, now, if someone were to, you know, basically fall back, you know, choose that and embrace that deeper destiny, how would that manifest in their life? What would it look like with someone who chose that?
It's just, I'm just feeling it now and my whole body is shivering. It's just, it's this deep abiding love with yourself and with life, and a feeling of being held by life and supported and feeling, you know, safe, beyond safe, but inseparable from life, as opposed to, you know, fighting all the time. And it's empty and full at the same time. It's just deeply fulfilling. There's no more separation, because instead of living from duality, you're living from oneness. You are oneness. You are beingness. And you are yourself in flow with life. No more resisting, because that's so exhausting, and you just feel so relaxed in your life afterwards. And you can connect with the bigger part of yourself through, I have a tool called Light Writing, where it's kind of like journaling, but you ask questions from the light and answer the awarenesses from the light. And this is a beautiful way to connect with your intuition. And you just realize that you don't need to control everything. You don't need to hold it all together. You can relax and let go and simply be. And trust yourself and trust divine love. And you know who you really are. And so you don't need to live from the fear and from the conditioning. And then it's higher vibration. Sorry, Robert? Yeah?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I can see, you know, that for the individual, you know, that would, I can see the shift that would make for the individual. Now, if I've made that shift, or let's just say when I make that shift, let's speak positively, how do I, work with the others in my life. You know, there may be other people in my life who don't have that perspective.
Yeah.
You know, who may not. So, is it just simply recognizing my own place in this whole picture?
You're living from presence, and so your presence is going to resonate and affect the people around you, and you don't have to do anything. So it's because it all comes from within. You're not controlling, trying to change the outside. Instead, you are you're doing it from within, and so the outside reflects that change. And people have found that the relationships change. But they don't have to do anything. It's not like they sit down and say, now, let me explain this to you. No, it just happens automatically. Because they, you know, all of this baggage and this charge that they've been carrying around with them, it just falls off. It just falls off. And they are so much lighter. And then they resonate at a different frequency. And, of course, that's going to affect the people around them, their spouse, their children, their friends, their colleagues. It affects other people because there's just no need to control anymore. And as I say, there's no need to do this. It happens automatically. And of course, because you're so relaxed and less stressed, it affects your health in a very positive way because the energy is flowing, you know, with much more ease. And then finances will can flow because you can tap into your intuition. You can find out what your life's purpose is. And blockages just become released. They just dissolve. And so you don't have to do anything in coach. You have to keep your focus on who you really are and on this.
Okay.
It's abstract, but it is tangible. But it does have tangible results in your life, for sure.
Okay, great. Well, that's good. I'm glad to know that. Well, gosh, we're down to the last couple of minutes here, Marianne. This is really, this time has flown by. This has been great.
Wow.
Now, I understand that you have a free gift for our listeners.
Yes, I'm absolutely delighted to give this to your listeners. If they go to, I think the link is below, if they go to www.letgoandknow.com, letgoandknow.com, they can sign up for a complimentary video series called The Three Stages of Awareness. And I'd also love to offer a complimentary clarity session with me if they're interested so that I can be present with them and we can, you know, find out where they are now and where they desire to be. And really get the ball moving on that. So I'm absolutely delighted to offer that as a free gift to your wonderful listeners.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And yes, if they go to that website, right there in the very front, it says receive your free gift now, and just type in your name and email address, and you'll immediately send them the video. So that's great. I really appreciate you offering that and that consultation as well to the listeners. I that is something above and beyond, you know, being a guest, and that's something I'm very grateful for.
Oh, you are so welcome. You are so welcome.
Well, great. Well, this has been a wonderful chat, Marianne. So thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Robert. It was an absolute pleasure to be with you and your amazing listeners. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
My pleasure. Again, everyone, today we've been speaking with Marianne McGuire. We've been talking about Let Go and Know and Embracing Your Deeper Destiny. Again, you can find out more about Marianne and get that free gift that she's offering by going to her website, which is letgoandknow.com. And again, I do have a direct link to that website in the show page description. So, everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again, thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, Remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.